Chapter 2. Christmas Day. Mrs. March said,
"It's Christmas, girls. Can we give them our food?"
On Christmas morning, Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy opened their eyes and looked under their beds. There were four books there. Meg's book was green, Joe's was red, Beth's was white, and Amy's was blue. "Oh, Mother," they thought, "you are good to us." Meg opened her book and started to read it. Her sisters listened. Later, they went down to the kitchen. Hannah was there. She lived in the house, and she helped Mrs. March. There was food on the table. "Where's Mother?" Meg asked.
"I don't know," Hannah answered. "She went out very early."
Amy looked out the window.
"She's coming down the street," she said.
"Quickly," Joe said. "Put her presents away." Mrs. March came into the house.
"Good morning, Mother,"
the girls called.
"Where were you?"
Joe asked. Mrs. March answered, "I went to Mrs. Hummel's house. She has seven small children. They don't have any food, and they're very cold." She looked at her daughters. Then she said,
"It's Christmas, girls. Can we give them our food?"
The girls looked at the food. They wanted to eat, but they said quickly,
"Oh, yes, Mother. Can we take it?"
They went to the Hummels with a big bag of food. Later in the morning, the girls said,
"Here are your presents, Mother."
"Oh, thank you. You're good children," Mrs. March said. She looked at her presents and smiled.
In the evening, the girls' friends came, and the girls acted for them. They loved acting, and their friends had a good time. Then Hannah said,
"Come and eat, children."
On the table, there was a lot of food and some fruit and candy. The girls looked at it with open eyes. Where did it come from?
"It's from Santa Claus," Beth said.
"No, Mother did it," Meg said.
Joe said,
"It's from Aunt March. Maybe she likes us on Christmas Day. She doesn't usually like us."
"You're wrong," Mrs. March said. "It's from old Mr. Lawrence. You see him sometimes. He lives near here."
"Yes, but we don't know him," Meg said.
"He was a friend of my father," Mrs. March said. "He knows about the food for the Hummels. This food is for you from him, because you didn't eat well this morning."
Joe's friend said,
"My mother knows old Mr. Lawrence. He's a good man, but he doesn't see many people. His daughter's dead, and her son lives with him. The boy's name's Laurie."
"I want to meet Laurie," Joe said. "We don't know many boys. Maybe he can act.
He can visit us, Mrs. March said.
Joe smiled.
Oh, Beth said to her mother, we're very happy, but Father isn't happy.
No, Mrs. March said quietly. She kissed her daughter.
I want to see him, Beth said. I want to give him a present.
I know, Beth. I know.